The Refilled Quiver, December 24th, 2005. Fair Cordelia, are you come here by a quirk of fate to pace the brittle, crunchy snow with me a while? Under the high blue arc of sky, we, like two neglected ants, stand surrounded by the silent forest of leafless trees. Only a few have leaves on them today, token of a past age and the vague promise of another. For long, too long, my empty quiver has bumped against my thigh, although, like Odysseus, I have strung my bow, and it remains strong and ready. With a soft, hollow knock and rattle, the arrow, you, drops into its wonted home. Your companions are not here. They chase earth and sky. I kept my promises, so why do the woods remain silent, stark, and deep? Last night's snowfall has silenced man's vain strivings and stilled the entire landscape, leaving us alone to contemplate each other. So, let us do that over a bowl of soup. Spoonful by spoonful, our eyes meet. The knock of silver on china are steps we take, one with the other, through a new landscape. Rising steam from soup of summer vegetable, comforting heat from the hearth fire of last year's birch logs, the eternal music of Mozart within and blue jays without. Let us add nothing but what this appointed moment brings us. How brittle the frame, how thin the gossamer thread, how fragile the soapy bubble of fellowship we create at this moment. The house around us, the winter landscape outside, lie silent, untenanted, and unchanging. Beyond, swirling stars tumble through an immense, cold galaxy. Today, however, no one contends with me, and my gate is safe. Another such day I should be glad for. Yes, another such day I should be glad for.